I'm Veronica Scaresbrick and I'm about to take you with me to New Zealand. The year is 1940 and an Eucharistic Congress is taking place there. Although the programme begins a year earlier, as you'll discover, with some rather crackly sound. That rather crackly sound was the voice of the founder of our radio station, Pope Pius XI, speaking in Latin, the universal language of the Catholic Church. It's a rare recording, first broadcast through a microphone installed by our sound engineers of the time in the Holy Father's study in the heart of the Vatican's Apostolic Palace. It was a momentous moment, marking as it did the first time a Roman pontiff was to send a message through the airwaves on the occasion of a Eucharistic Congress taking place in a distant nation like the Philippines. It was the 7th of February 1937. Only 3 years later, the man to succeed Pius XI to the See of Peter sat in exactly the same place, speaking through another Vatican radio microphone to an even more distant land, New Zealand. But this time the sound of the radio message was loud and clear.
We rejoice that you are celebrating the first century of the Catholic Church in New Zealand with a Eucharistic Congress.
He was Pope Pius XII, and while he used the old-fashioned royal we, he spoke in what seemed an unusually modern language for the Church of the time, English.
That his peace may descend upon your common life and mercifully protect you from the horrors of the war.
The echoey voice of the Roman pontiff was slightly shaky as he mentioned the word war. The date of this radio message was, after all, the 1st of February 1940, 1 year into what would go down in history as a Second World War. But it was a fleeting moment of sadness. His words were, most of all, an invitation to draw from the fountains of grace in the Eucharistic ministry, in a world full of the beauty of creation.
And the glacial splendour of your mountain peaks, the beauty of your coast, and the loveliness of your forests all join together with us in singing the praise of God.
Clearly, Pope Pius XII had wished to take part in celebrations marking the centenary of New Zealand's evangelization.
Since the day when the Venerable Bishop Pompalier of the Young Marist Society, which in the future was to deserve so well of you, landed with his companions on the banks of the Okianga.
What better way to take part in these celebrations in the days when popes did not travel than through the microphones of Vatican Radio? An occasion that deserved a special blessing, as expected, in Latin.
Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen.
But while this broadcast may have ended with Pius XII's blessing, as we've just heard, it also had a final sign-off by an English presenter on the payroll of Vatican Radio, well over half a century ago.
This is the Vatican radio station calling. You have just heard the message which His Holiness Pope Pius XII has addressed from his study to the faithful gathered in Wellington for the National Eucharistic Congress of New Zealand. That brings us to the end of this transmission. Laudetur Jesus Christus.
And that brings us to the end of this transmission. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.